you know, once one president leaves, the other leaves, you would think that there's a conversation, there's a transition period. Hey, you know what, Obama, look out for this, look out for that. You know what I'm saying? Them kind of vibes, right? What did you think he put in the letter?
I have no idea, because I feel like Trump is very unpredictable. We've seen that. He's very unpredictable as a person. So, you know,
probably like, please invite me still to the correspondent dinner.
I'll be watching you, maybe, type of letter. But I know that, you know, usually the former first lady is supposed to give a tour to the new first lady, a tour to the White House, and that Melania Trump will not be doing that, which is breaking a tradition that has been going around the United States for quite some time.
Have you heard her talk the whole presidency of Trump? I've heard her talk maybe twice. She's been the most mute first lady ever, right?
Yeah, I think I haven't heard from her dad.
I didn't see the public or like the nation in America really connect with
her
first lady. And it's the first time I haven't noticed that before. First ladies have always really engaged themselves with the population of America. She seemed very withdrawn, but you know, their whole relationship is funny. Like all the videos of her just passing them by as they go on the plane, Kay.
Yeah, she doesn't look that comfortable in my opinion, but you know, I will not be commenting on
that. No, but she has like a K more. Face. She has like a K That's, face, like, I have no time for you. I am just here because I'm here.
It's like, I'm here because I have to, but I really don't want to be here, but you know. The last piece of news that I have actually still related to Trump.
Right.
Former President Donald Trump actually published a list of 140 people who were pardoned or had their sentences commuted by himself in a last minute clemency flurry early Wednesday. But the news was not as good as for one hopeful celebrity. And you'll be laugh when you hear which celebrity it is. So, you know, rapper Lil Wayne, whose real name is Dwayne Michael. That's not why you will laugh. That's not even why you would laugh. So, you know, rapper Lil Wayne, whose real name is Dwayne Michael Carter Jr., was given a full pardon. He was actually charged in Florida on November 17, 2020 with possession of a firearm by a convicted felon, which is a federal offense that carries a potential sentence for up to 10 years in prison. So in the pardon, he was praised for his commitment to a variety of charities, including donations to research hospitals and a host of food banks. He was pardoned. Lil Wayne, like I said, was one of the few people, one of the lot of people, because I guess 140 is a lot. alongside him, rapper Kodak Black was granted a commutation. He's serving a 3-year prison sentence for falsifying documents used to purchase weapons at a Miami gun store. He was supported by Gucci Mane, Lil Pump, Lil Yachty, and athletes Lamar Jackson and Jack Brewer. He's still facing some rape-related charges, but, you know, that is another conversation. But for that, he was granted a commutation. One hopeful celebrity that was waiting for a pardon was Tiger King's Joe Exotic. He had hoped for good news, but it was not to be. Yeah. So the zookeeper turned reality TV star was sentenced in January 2020 to 22 years in federal prison for violating federal wildlife laws and for his role in a failed murder for hire plot. So his team was actually confident in a pardon, that they'd ready the celebratory limousine and had a hair and wardrobe team to whisk him away from a Texas prison. But it wasn't on a list announced on Wednesday morning. His real name, Joseph Maldonado Passage, was a prominent figure in a popular Netflix documentary, Tiger King. That's very interesting to me that he thought.
So what, no love for Joe? But you
know
what?
No love for Joe Exotic.
But you know what? I feel bad for Joe, but low-key, I'm kind of happy for Lil Wayne, though. I'm not condoning rappers running around their tour bus with guns and stuff like that. But I like to see people use the system. I like to see our people finesse the system as well. Because, you know, we had talked about it on here when Wayne went up there and he was on pictures with Trump. Derek, the black community was killing him. Oh my gosh, he's a sellout. I need my pardon. I need to move around the country, right? Shout out to Lil Wayne doing this thing.
I'm just saying, I do understand. I mean, Joe Exotic did intend to hire somebody to go kill another person. That's a whole different. I understand
Carol Baskin. Was she at the inauguration? I wonder if Carol Baskin was at the inauguration.
That would be funny. But just so I can finish, guys, one major thing that I wanted to announce is that on January 19th, DJ Khaled announced that an OnlyFans page was created for him and Fat Joe. So Fat Joe and DJ Khaled now have an OnlyFans page.
What they do, eating ice cream on their off their
yeah,
bellies?
You have a mission for the page. That's what it says. Welcome to the light, the page for fans to get exclusive motivational and inspirational content, while we will be guiding fans to the light while sharing uplifting insights and behind the scenes of our personal lives. So you get to see behind the scenes and get motivations from Fat Joe and DJ Khaled, which I think is very on brand with the both of them. So, you know, they are two more celebrities added to the long list of celebrities that are currently on OnlyFans.
Did you get the Michael B. Jordan one? You on the Michael B. Jordan one?
First of all, he's dating Lori Harvey now, so it's like,
listen, have you talked about that the last two weeks?
We did.
I'm back in the building. I want to touch on Lori in a second. I just want to talk about Fat Joe real quick. A lot of people don't know how instrumental to hip-hop culture Fat Joe has been. He could have signed Eminem. There's so many stories. If you see him on Drink Champs, if you see him on his own podcast, Fat Joe has so many intertwining stories. There's so much prevalent people within hip-hop culture. It's so crazy when you wrap your head around it, like, yo, Fat Joe is really a don in this hip-hop game. And to see him do the more... Listen, I would get OnlyFans and log on to listen to Fat Joe. Fat Joe is a real deal.
No, that's a good concept for an OnlyFans, too. It's different from what we've seen so far. Well, Cardi B does have one as well, you know.
She's
providing behind the scenes from her actual life and what she does, and I think it's good.
I just had a brainstorm. You know, I think we should do, okay, we should do a StreamYard. And we go on these OnlyFans pages and we do our commentary like Desus and Miro. We go on the Cardi. We go on the Michael B. Jordan. Write that down. Where's Lorena when you need her? Write that down.
I just want to say for the people that do want to go check out the DJ Khaled and Fat Joe OnlyFans, at the moment, it costs $20 a month to follow them. So, you know, you can get
each
your little
cash
prize. No, it's a together OnlyFans.
Okay.
Yeah, they're together. So you could go get your cash prizes, your motivations, get your major key, you know.
Yeah.
And it's going to be beautiful. But to go back on what you were saying about Michael B. Jordan and Lori Harvey, man, nobody was expecting this.
Okay. What happened to Future? I missed something. When did she leave Future? Was that on the Shade Room?
Listen to me. It wasn't.
Watch and Clay's face.
It is way more interesting. I mean, I think that Michael B. Jordan might be more interesting than Future for Lori Harvey. Or maybe they were done and she just moved on to somebody else.
What I want to ask you, as a black woman yourself, how do you feel about the way the media, like Steve Harvey's a star, right?
Yeah.
And I think if it wasn't for the type of men that Lori Harvey's dating, she wouldn't have got so much press. But you as a black woman, how do you view what's happening here? It seems good because from the background, it seems like she's jumping from celebrity guys to celebrity guys. It was already kind of like shady or shaky that she dated Diddy's son, then dated Diddy, and then she was with Future, then she was with this one. Is it too much media attention on her? Or, you know, is she doing something that most celebrities are?
I think it's not. She's 20. I just realized she's 24. She just turned 24.
Stop it with all these grown men. Goddamn.
She's just turned 24. And I think my issue with the way the media is portraying her is that this woman that is just dating everybody in the industry, she's just going running through people. And I'm like, remember when you were 21? Because, I mean, she dated a bunch of people. She just turned 24. When you're in your early 20s, you may end up dating a lot of people. That doesn't mean that these relationships are serious. Now, the thing is, because she's a celebrity and she's dating A-list celebrities as well, then there's that whole dimension of the attention that is being put on her as if relationships are all supposed to last forever. So, obviously, who do you want her to date? She's dating in the circle that she's in. That's why a lot of celebrities date each other. So I don't like how they are portraying her because nobody would say that of a Future of another person. Like, you know what I mean? When it comes to men, the image and the portraying is completely different. I'm just saying, listen, more life to her. If she's happy, if they're both happy, then let them be happy. They are a beautiful couple.
Yeah, I was just about to say that. You know me, I'm never against pretty people getting together. Live and let live. I was just like, okay, I want to hear Kay's vibe about it because I'm like, I'm looking at the media. I'm like, I don't like the way they're painting homegirl. She's young. She's experimenting. It just so happened that she's dating guys that are A-listers, so we're going to talk about them. But, man, good stuff, man. It feels good to be back, getting my legs under me here.
Yeah, now, listen, pretty much that was all I had for you in terms of entertainment news. I hope you guys liked it. We'll have some more for you guys next week. And this was Soul K on the Morning Detour, CKT 90.3 FM.
Yeah. The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
do some damage. Look, best out of my city, they won't tell you that. They don't show no love, well, the hell with them. I just coming off the top, sure to get the spot. That ain't someone else, I'm nice with it. I got all this game, I get right with it. Yeah, see the way I talk, that's how I write with it. Like, I just come with sauce, got a team of bosses. You keep note of that. Leaning, leaning, I'm leaning, feeling the top back. Shorty off the wave, she's feeling hidden a lot. Like, no, I gotta give you this flavor up in the pot, but you know how I slay it. From GT when I'm flowing, flowing nicely, I gotta kill it, kill him softly. Fuji heavens, you know that I am not one, so get off of me. Like, honestly, I kill three sides. I saw Celine's, cause I bossing me in off sleep. Hats off to me, cause you won't ball with me, won't ball with me. You can't fool with me, cause I roll out the game. Shout out to T. Know it's hard to see, cause singing crazy like I'm Jodeci. Just hold a C, I'm holding back. Yeah, we feed them right. Freedom, freedom type, these niggas soft. They don't beam the light. I just took a flight, I'm going off. Yeah, you see the light. Yeah, you see the light. A team of stars, so you see it's bright. Coming off a game one, spit game on and one. These niggas, they talking, but I'm Jackie Cole and I hang on like hang on. Always nicer when I spit it, I get right and then I'm with it. I walk in and I just kill it, I got game, baby. Yeah, like you ain't know just how I play, baby. All off the top, I'm spitting game, you know the wave, baby. Yeah. Winners off the top, like winners on my block, like every time we link up, we kill shit, we flowing nice. In the league of swagadons, in the closest, right? Yeah, we the chosen type, chosen one. Every time I'm rocking, I just hold the vibe, ready one. Niggas never smile because they overbite. But I'm back on pace, I see shorty playing side, she going back both ways, she back on first. Shit, I'm back on base, I rap on snage, I snap on beats and I don't talk to me, I spit it awesomely. I hit the game, I flip the chain and then I saucer it. They wanna talk a lot of shit, that's just exhausting me. I swear I got it all the time, it's never off for me. It's easy when I spit it, how I rhyme and shine. Shine as how I'm breezing out, talking like they hold me down. They ain't even seasoned up. Man, this shit is just too breezy, I just bag it up easy like, give me something else. Niggas know I'm nicer with no cane. Are you nicer with a flame? Are you nicer anyway? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Every day I'm nicing up my waves. I just pipe it off, I write it off, and shorty get the waves like, whoa, whoa. Not a dope, nope. That's your flow, flow. Now I know you don't fuck with me, so, so. You need more, more. Oh, you so. Clap hands, that's enough for me. I'm right back on in my spit game. I'm mortified. Every time I kill it, my nickname is Slaughterize. Everybody wanna get quick fame, we're born to rise. Last minute chilling, we ride Bane on Waterfire. I'm bossing it. Flip niggas, I'm tossing it. Every time I win, cause I don't lose, there ain't no loss in it. Sitting here endorsing this, kick game and emotionless. Man, I kill sons and abortionists, cautionists. My whole flow, flow with me right. Shorty to me, eggs low, so it ain't her type. She giving me hell so low. I got on flights, I got some success so low. Letting me slide, I had to reset. It's Reese's time and how I kill it, how I flow it, how I rip it, how I kill it, how I do it. All y'all niggas lie through it. But you can't flow like me, but your sauce like me. Still I D.I.E. That one. Spit game on 24s, give you back one. Flip game off of the top, like where is that from? Spit it back ways, what's that back page? Where you at, son? Man, it's winter time, I be flowing sicker and sicker. Miss dinner time, everybody wanna come sit. Like it's dinner time, I would never tell you to quit. Maybe change your style, I am a beast, I am an arson. Kill game, when I go off, indicates caution. Cautious, you cannot spit the way I bomb shit, killing these niggas, that's just the forces. Foreign shit, forces on the scene, hat, rhythm on the beach, and I stretch limousine. Look, she don't wanna love ya, she don't wanna lead ya. To me, she another, I just want some mean hat. We agreed that, shorty, you my recess. She gon' give me neck till I can breathe chest. Put your brains on this shit. I can steak on this shit like yeah.
Winners! It's wintertime. Cold City.
It's the plug.
Best out. No witty. I'm that nice. So witty.
Carry on chatting, tell the boys carry on chatting. I told my man's missus, but we still act like nothing ain't happened. Doing my life, come back to the ends and act like nothing ain't happened. We got the whole thing patterned. I don't even know how this whole thing happened. Get it. With a passion, never lacking. Never. The GBG's too active, active. But five of us in a free door rip some rap shit, getting cashing into fashion. I still run man down on my Jones and do it with a passion, never lacking. Never. The GBG's too active, active. But five of us in a free door rip some rap shit. My yardie one's got the maddest, but it looks even better when she makes that. I remember push back days, yes. Reaching out that pack, I was. Now I got a bust down chain, yes. Diamonds don't need no flash. We got goalies, they got carties, might as well throw that trap in that. Do it on my J's like huss, huss. Pull up over there, they dust. It dash. She come with a piece of me, of course. She's saying that I make her blush. I can't run out of options. No. Getting rich is a must, trust. Do it, don't cause no fuss, bust. Now they all think I bust. Getting cashing, what? Into fashion. Hey. I still run man down on my Jones and do it with a passion. Never lacking. Never. The GBG's too active, active. But five of us in a free door whip with some rep shit. Getting cashing, hey. Into fashion. Hey. I still run man down on my Jones and do it with a passion. Never lacking. Never. The GBG's too active, active. But five of us in a free door whip with some rep shit.
Baskets, shoot good, get drafted. I'm with whatever you jacking. I need 40 foot backing. You don't want me heavy, get backing. Big drip when I hit him splash. All black when I'm black. Flourish, good car, foreign, huh? I'm in the air, soaring. Somebody put me in orbit. Look, I ain't with none of the fraud shit. No. I play the game and I never forfeit. They was looking for a bluff, but they couldn't call it. They couldn't call it. It's me. Favi, too hot, Saki, they can't find me, but I'm probably with all the thotties. Ayy, they try to tell them to rob me. If I call a dude, they come. I give them hope. I'm on my way to the vote. Yeah. I'ma need 40 a show. Huh. Yeah. All these diamonds on my throat. Yeah. Let the soak. Let the soak. Look out. We should roll and go. We see a op, we tell them to throw.
Getting cashing. What? Into fashion. Hey. I still run man down on my Jones and do it with a passion. Never lacking. Never. The GBG's too active, active. But five of us in a free door rip with some rap shit. Getting cashing. Hey. Into fashion. Hey. I still run man down on my Jones and do it with a passion. Yes. Never lacking. Never. The GBG's too
active. The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Yes, Montreal, my city. Welcome back. It's the Morning Detour, the number one morning show in the city, in the country. Weezy Moon Chaser here, joined by Lorena. Now it's about that time for us to do that community update. What is going on, Lorena?
Yes, so we have a few things going on this week, but a lot of the information I have for you guys is about, of course, Black History Month, which is right around the corner.
Yep.
So first up, what we have for this week is the Canadian Women's Chamber of Commerce. So they have a section called Can Act, which is for women entrepreneurs who live or work in the same area. They could come together and meet up. So they have a monthly meetup focusing on different topics. For this month, the topic is business planning in uncertain times.
Yeah.
So that is happening today at 4 p.m. Actually, no, the 25th of January, sorry, yeah. Mm-hmm. At 4 p.m. Eastern time. This is a free event. You can sign up on Eventbrite.
Right.
Next up is what I mentioned last week with McGill School of Continuing Studies. So they are having a series called Power Skills. Mm-hmm. So it started on Thursday the 21st and it's all the way up until the 23rd. So they're going to have different workshops, keynote speakers, panels, and different things like that. So Thursday they had Balarama Holness. He did a keynote speech.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're going to continue on with more free events. You could go ahead and sign up at powerskills.scs.mcgill.ca. Again, it's free. I like to find free things for us to do. And then last week, I did mention Black Vote Canada.
Yes.
So if you want to get into politics, please follow this account. They have something called the 1834 Fellowship Program. So I did mention last week that the deadline was on, I think, the 15th or something like that of January, but they extended it. So now the deadline for the program is January 29th. And this is for youth between the ages of 18 to 25 that can apply. So what it is, it's a program to prepare them for roles in civic leadership, because we need more of Black people, people of color in roles of leadership, especially here in Canada. So this is a great opportunity. And then for Black History Month, there's a lot going on, so I'll just start with a few things. So at McGill, the African Student Society, they will be having a conference with the theme of Africa Beyond the Motherland. Mm-hmm. This is a panel discussion that's happening on Friday, February 19th at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time. They will have a keynote speaker on the Saturday, February 20th at 11 a.m. and then a conclusive panel that's happening that same day at 3 p.m. Eastern. Everything's happening on Zoom. Again, another free event, and you can go ahead and sign up on Eventbrite, and they will send you all the login information by the 15th of February. So you'll have that in time. And then next up, we have WIPCA. They are having events throughout Black History Month. So you could go ahead and save these dates. So the first thing that they have is Can You Hear Me Now, which is a book that's being released by Selena Caesar Chavan, which I had mentioned last week for the Black Vote Canada event. So she's coming out with a book that really dives into her childhood, her life as a young Black woman entrepreneur and a politician. So you could sign up for that. It's happening Friday, February 12th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. on Zoom. You could register, and I do suggest to register early at admin@wipca.org. They do say that if you do sign up early, the first 20 people that sign up to the event will be offered a copy of the book.
Oh, listen. A lot of free things you're talking about there, Luna. I like the sound of the free things. Will you also be putting the links to all these things on the Detour Facebook?
Yeah, the Facebook and Instagram, it will be there. On Instagram, everything is in our highlights as well. So if you miss it in our stories, check our highlights, and they're always updated with events that are happening. Also with WIPCA, they're having another event, which I think is really cool. It is Young, Gifted, and Black. So they're celebrating Black excellence and entrepreneurship. So they'll be showing individuals who are 35 years and under who are running their own business. And this is happening on Saturday, February 27th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Again, it's free. It's on Zoom. Please register early at admin@wipca.org. So that's what's happening with WIPCA for Black History Month. And then what we do have as well is Overture with the Arts. This is with Omari Newton. He is having an event which is a combination of music, slam poetry, hip-hop, and comedy. So this is all together to focus on forgotten histories of early Black communities in Canada. This is an event that's more targeted towards teens and young adults, but everybody is welcome. It is a free virtual event, and this is happening on Thursday, February 11th between 11 a.m. and noon Eastern Time. I know it sounds strange because kids are in school, but if you are a parent and you are interested in this, call up the schools and have them contact Overture and have this as maybe something that the whole class can participate in. And then Montreal in Action, they're also having three events that are happening throughout Black History Month with different panel discussions. Mm-hmm. You can visit their page, and I will have more information on that next week as well. And then I can't forget about Twitch. All the DJs that are on Twitch, I'll post some of their schedules in our highlights as well, so you could go and check that out for DJ Blaster, DJ Maddie, Star Q, Quite Sane, J.E. Buns. Everybody's on there. Everybody has their schedule on their social media pages. So don't forget to support your DJs and tip them as well if you can. And that's all I have for this week.
All right, Lolo. That's what's going down. The community. We need to come up with something to do for Black History Month over here at the Morning Detour as well. We're going to do something special. We do have some great... We can't get out the box, but we do have some great surprises for you guys in February. So definitely stay tuned. You guys know how we do up here at the Morning Detour. But thank you so much, Luna, for that community update. Coming up next, keep a lock. We have a great interview with Dr. Allen. We spoke about the vaccine. He broke down COVID-19 for us, the impact on the Black community. He broke everything down in layman's terms. So if you want to get a real comprehensive idea of what we're really facing right now, keep a lock. It's my CKT 90.3 FM. It's the Morning Detour.
I made a profile on Tinder, since you left me to be with her. You think that means I'm getting desperate, wish I could return the sender, but you don't love me no more. And I don't even know what for.
The Morning Detour on CKUT
90.3. Now I sit at home judging my body, wonder what I did to lose you. Why in the hell you ain't choose me? Why you don't love me no more? Yeah. And I don't even know what for. Just wanted something different, still don't know what I was missing. What you asked, I would have given. Yeah, they right how these go to win, and whatever you win. Yeah, no hopeful girl like me, I'll come and be winning. Yeah, and I ain't wanna be, but you gon' make a lot of me.
Yeah, you gon' make me a gold digger. Maybe I should look like a stripper, wearing fashion over dresses. All these dudes be so pressed and impressed with it. You leave me with no choice. Oh, I can't do this good girl shit. No more. You're wanting something different. Still don't know what I was missing. What you asked, I would've given. It ain't right how these thoughts be winning. Yeah, they be winning. No hopeful girl like me. How come they be winning? And I ain't wanna be, but you gon' make a whole lot of me.
Kicking it late, yeah, yeah. Just let it do, girl, I think I might stay, yeah, yeah. Girl, you know I gotta leave when you talking about stay, yeah, stay, yeah. Give it to you, girl, cause you know I don't play fair.
Yeah, baby,
right. Way past 12, we've been kicking it late, yeah. I'ma stay, yeah, you know I won't play fair. I'ma make you say, yeah, baby. Ooh, get it different ways, yeah. All up in your face, make me keys to your place, yeah, baby. Now I'm all up in your space, even got you cooking steak, even made an extra plate, yeah, baby. Better way you say, like a number 8 when I'm gripping on your waist, yeah. And
I'll walk around with a bandit, yeah. Big G5 when we landed, yeah. California back just landed, yeah. I got in the club with my hammer.
Way past 12, we've been kicking it late, yeah. Better when you do it, girl, I think I might stay, yeah,
yeah.
Girl, you know I gotta be when you talking about stay, yeah,
stay, yeah.
Give it to you, girl, cause you know I don't play fair.
Yeah, baby.
Way past 12, we've been
talking about stay here. Give it to your girl, cause you know I don't play fair. I be gripping on your waist, let me put it on your face, yeah. I'ma show you how it tastes when I pull up to your place. Beat it like I caught a case, yeah. I got racks in the safe, you know I'ma let it spray. How you living great, yeah. I may pull up in a rave, got the 30 on my waist, kiss a nigga won't play, yeah. I may throw a couple bands on the free, on the free. I may pull a skirt, red seas. I ain't rock Burberry in a week, in a week. I got dots and I'm swerving in a V, in a V. Bitch, I'm high, I'm smoking on weed. On weed. Spend 1200 on some LV. LV. Ain't shit, nigga, you can tell me. Way past 12, and she wanna text me. Way past 12, we been kicking it. Yeah, yeah. Better when you do it, girl, I think I might stay. Yeah, yeah. You know I gotta leave when you talking about stay. Yeah, yeah. Give it to you, girl, cause you know I don't. Way past 12, we've been kicking it late, yeah. Let it when you do it, girl, I think I might stay, yeah. Girl, you know I gotta leave when you talking about stay, yeah.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Montreal, my city. Welcome back to the Morning Detour. I've been away for 2 weeks, but I'm glad I'm back in the building. We brought some professionals onto the table here. This pandemic thing still continues. I'm going to give a little oversight of where we've been so far. So in Canada, the COVID-19 virus, the cases, the total is 715,000 people. 623,000 have recovered, and we've had 18,000 and change in terms of deaths in terms of COVID-19. According to the government of Canada, they have invested $1 billion to secure access to promising vaccine candidates. So this Friday, I want to bring on a professional to help guide the people in terms of vaccination, in terms of better understanding this COVID-19 as a novel virus. So I brought on Mr. Dr. Allen. He's the professor of pediatrics at the University of Toronto. He's the chief of the Division of Infectious Diseases at the Hospital for Sick Children. He's the senior associate scientist in the Research Institute for Hospital for Sick Children. He's been cross-appointed as a professor in the Institute of Health Policy Management and Evaluation for the University of Toronto. Man, so much accreditations, Dr. Allen. He's the past director of the Infectious Disease Society of America and the fellow of the society. In 2018, he was awarded the Order of Ontario, which is the highest honor awarded by the province of Ontario. He's been a part of numerous lectures internationally, visiting professorships, greater than 300 scientific publications, more than 190 scientific abstracts, and several peer-reviewed research grants. Dr. Allen, we'd like to welcome you to the Morning Detour this morning.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Listen, man, there's a lot of things going on here. First and foremost, I'd like to ask you, can you please explain in your professional background what essentially is the COVID-19 virus?
So the COVID-19 virus actually is called SARS-CoV-2, SARS coronavirus 2. Mm. And it is a cousin of the SARS coronavirus 1 that caused an outbreak in 2003 through 2004.
Right.
So COVID-19 is the illness, and the virus that causes that illness is SARS-CoV-2. Mm-hmm. It's also related to another virus called the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome virus, mm-hmm. MERS-CoV virus, and that entity is responsible for, has been responsible for severe cases of pneumonias, with some with pretty bad outcomes, mostly in the Middle East area. The SARS-CoV-2 virus is also related to some seasonal coronaviruses that occur each year.
Okay.
So it has other cousins that have been around.
So it's like, so this COVID-19 is like a mutation of a whole bunch of different things coming to one. Because I'm asking you this because I'm like, we couldn't prepare for this virus in itself, because it seems like it's a mutation of several different viruses combined into one.
Basically, what has happened is that although there have been coronaviruses that have been around, such as I made reference to the seasonal coronaviruses that might cause the common flu. This one isn't really a mutation of those. It's a brand new virus to which our immune system has not experienced anything like that before. And so because of that, it's called a novel coronavirus because it's new to our immune systems. And because it's new to our immune systems, we have no immune defense against it at all. Mm. And that allows for us to easily get infected and for the infection to spread quite easily.
Listen, I love the fact you're talking about the immune system. Back in September 15th, back in 2020, for Sick Kids, you wrote an article called Medical Researchers from Sick Kids are conducting large-scale antibody testing and data collection to understand the prevalence of COVID-19 infection in Black Canadian communities. You go on to state that understand the level of immunity and unique risk factors for the Black Canadian population will be key to developing robust, equitable safety measures. Can you just speak a little bit about that? How important is it for us to be testing about antibody, and how important is data collection for specific community groups?
No, that's really a great question. If we want to get an idea of the extent to which COVID has penetrated into the Black community, antibody testing allows us to get more data than we would get simply by asking people if they ever had COVID.
Right.
Because there are some people who don't have symptoms. And so antibody testing would enable the identification of people who had COVID and knew they had COVID, plus those who didn't know that they had COVID. So it allows to get a better idea of the extent to which COVID has penetrated into the community.
Right.
In addition to that, we can also determine who are the folks who are most likely to be infected. Mm-hmm. And by so doing, we can identify the risk groups in terms of the works, the occupations that people do. For example, somebody he drives a taxi versus is a cashier versus is a nurse, drives a public transit, is a personal support worker. All of those we can associate with the likelihood that they would have a positive test. One of the things we also plan to do in our project is to follow people over time to see how their antibody responses change over time.
Well, listen, man, beautiful, beautiful work. I would just like to follow up with a question, though, because we've been seeing a lot in the media, you know, there was this tagline that COVID-19 was hitting Black communities different than everybody else. So from your professional opinion, is that an accurate fact or is that embellishment by the national media?
So your question is it a fact that COVID is disproportionately affecting the Black communities in Canada? And the answer is yes. The observations initially started around the world in Europe, where Black folks in the United Kingdom were found to be disproportionately affected by COVID. So greater numbers than their share of the population. The same thing was seen in the United States. And then in Canada, we're also seeing that as well. Some of the earlier data came out from Toronto, for example, where Blacks were more likely to be affected by COVID, to have COVID, than their share of the population. And in fact, when you compare it with the white population, Blacks were disproportionately affected compared with whites. And so it is true that Blacks are disproportionately affected. Now, the reasons why people are affected might not necessarily be aligned at all or be explained totally on race or genetics.
Exactly.
The social determinants of health are likely driving factors in all of this, the types of work that people do, having to do three jobs to make ends meet. So those are the various factors that that contribute. The inability to work from home And this was clearly demonstrated in the United States, where people who were able to work from home were less likely to become infected with COVID. And they found that the white population was much more likely to work from home compared with Blacks and Hispanics. So these are all factors that contribute to the finding, real finding, that Blacks are disproportionately affected with COVID, higher numbers proportionately for their share of the population.
Well, listen, man, see, that's what we needed, Dr. Allen, a clear picture of what's really going on, because you hear a lot of things in the media, and we just really want to focus our listeners into accurate information coming from real healthcare professionals.
Again, we're here with Dr. Upton Allen, a professor of pediatrics at the University of Toronto. We're discussing COVID-19, what is COVID-19 as a disease, and I think one of the things that, you know, a lot of people that gave hope, I guess, to a lot of people was when the vaccine was announced.
Yes.
When the vaccine was announced, there's actually studies that have been conducted, and according to an Ipsos poll conducted exclusively for Global News, 64% of Canadians think that the inoculation should be made compulsory. Meanwhile, 72% said that they should personally take a COVID vaccine as soon as they could without hesitation. And that's a number that has gone up 20 points since November. Now, there's also, you know, concerns about the safety of the vaccine. Some people feel that this may have been created way faster than they had imagined that a vaccine could be created. And they're discussing, you know, some side effects. I think one of the main questions that our listeners may have is, how does the vaccine work? And is it that we are being injected with a little bit of the virus, such as other vaccines, and then we create antibodies? How does it work to protect us?
Oh, thank you very much, Kay. That's a really great question. Let me start out by saying that there are four different categories of vaccines that are being developed. And by the way, stepping back, there are more than 200 vaccines that are being developed, and only about 48 are actually currently in clinical trials.
Okay.
So many vaccines. They fall into four main categories. Category one is where one takes the SARS-CoV-2 virus that causes COVID-19, or we can call it the COVID virus for simplicity.
Yeah.
You take the COVID virus and you basically kill it and use that to develop a vaccine. An example of that type of a vaccine of using a killed virus would be your flu shot that you get each year as an injection. That's an example of that. The other part is that you could actually take the virus and weaken it in such a way that it doesn't cause disease, but it can stimulate your immune system. Another category would be to take different proteins from it, little pieces of proteins, and use those to stimulate your immune system. Or you could actually try to get it be delivered into the cells using another type of virus that doesn't replicate in the body. Okay. And so that type of a vaccine is being developed by AstraZeneca Oxford, and that would be on the scene soon. But then there's another category of vaccines where you actually use nucleic acid, such as the mRNA, and that's the Pfizer vaccine and the Moderna vaccine. Those are the ones that are being given at the moment. And Kay, essentially what those do is that they basically, rather than giving you the virus or piece of the virus, they're giving you the genetic blueprint to create a protein that the immune system sees as foreign and is able to respond to. So basically, rather than giving us the virus or protein, we're essentially giving our immune systems, giving our body the blueprint to make the protein that our body's immune systems respond to. So it's a kind of a neat technique, actually. It's fascinating, and it seems to be very effective.
Well, I think a lot of people will be very happy to learn that there was there's four different types of vaccine that could be made. One thing that a lot of people also, because now there's discussions about this new strand of the COVID-19 virus that has appeared, and a lot of people are wondering if that vaccine or those vaccines that are currently being developed and the one that are being distributed, people want to know if the vaccine will still be effective for that new coronavirus strand.
Yes, and that's a great question. There's no question that when you have new strains that we, the scientists call genetic variation.
Yeah.
So new strains in the virus, and you develop a vaccine directed at that, and then the virus changes, that there is always a chance that the vaccine might not be as effective. But that said, when changes occur to result in a major effect on the vaccine, we're talking about significant variations. We're talking about major changes as opposed to smaller changes.
Okay.
Now, I should mention two other things. One is that the current mRNA vaccines, the Pfizer vaccine and the Moderna vaccine, they're about 95% effective.
Yeah.
That's really wonderful compared with, other vaccines that are like, measles vaccines, like 98% effective. So that's really very good. So the point then is that if for some reason strains cause the effectiveness or the efficacy rather to drop from 95 to say 80%, that's still super great. So we're starting off from a really good level of efficacy, and if we drop a little bit, we're still pretty good. But there's one other point that is worth noting, and that is the mRNA vaccines were developed in such a way that because you're actually creating the blueprint. You can literally go back to your laboratory and rejig, fine-tune the blueprint within a short period of time, which is kind of really neat. It's the way that I think about it is that you're baking cookies in a baking pan, and you see the shape of the cookies. Overnight, you could change the shape of the baking pan, and next day you have some different cookies.
It's
that concept of the blueprint. But it's a really great question.
Yeah, I think people will be reassured to at least know that the efficacy, because people were questioning if 95% was enough. But I guess also we need to get the public more educated on maybe how vaccines work in general, so that we have more knowledge. When it comes to that specific vaccine, a lot of people try to, find information and wondering if they should be taking the vaccine or not. And there's reports that despite the COVID-19 death count, for example, in the United States, that were rapidly accelerating, there was a high percentage of healthcare professional and frontline workers throughout the country who have been prioritized as early receipt for coronavirus vaccines, such as in Canada, they have been prioritized as well. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of people that are still reportedly hesitant or outright refusing to take that vaccine, despite the scientific evidence that the vaccines are safe and effective. And also other things that were mentioned at some point is that if someone has strong allergies, that they should not be taking the vaccine. So in your professional opinion, in which should people get vaccinated, but really what could you say to the people when it comes to those allergies and the people that are still hesitating to take that vaccine?
Well, what I can say is that being a bit hesitant is normal.
Yeah.
If you had asked me, June of last year, if I would take the vaccine, I would say, well, I just need some more information.
Right.
Well, I have that information, and I hope that I can share that information with others. I had my first dose of the vaccine last week.
And you look great too, sir. You look great. So, because you see some things, people took the vaccine and
I'm
now
fine.
Their bodies, you look great, you look healthier than me. You shine.
I'm fine, So the next point I want to make around that is that you know, being hesitant is fine, but part of that is ensuring that people have the right information to make a decision. And I think that one of the challenges that we and, you know, the media, yourself, we all have to work at is just ensuring that people have the right information. Because it would be really sad for us if we find that people, including members of the Black community, do not get vaccinated. And the reason they don't get vaccinated is that they acted on wrong information.
Exactly.
And there's a lot of wrong information that is circulating right now. And so we should try to correct that. Now, with respect to your question of allergies, it has been observed that some people might have allergic reactions to the vaccines, but the current evidence supports vaccinating people who have severe allergies still. Yeah. You can still be vaccinated. It just means that, and I'll explain why that is so in a moment, it just means that they will observe you for a longer period after you get vaccinated. Mm-hmm. When I got vaccinated, you know, I waited for 15 minutes and then, you know, I was good to go. Yeah. But somebody with severe allergies, they'll keep them a bit longer, you know, half an hour at least, to make sure everything's okay. Now, the reason why severe allergies still allow us to be vaccinated is that if you're allergic to, you know, if you have a major allergy to something like, let's say, I don't know, penicillin.
Yeah.
Let's say you have a major, you can be anaphylactic. The key thing is, are you also allergic to what's in the vaccine vial? Mm. And what's in the vaccine vial would not necessarily cross-react with your penicillin allergy. And the ingredients in the vaccine vial are reasonably straightforward. Yeah. Some people can react to what's in there, but it's reasonably straightforward. There are some sodium salts, potassium salts, sugar, water, and some fat, some lipid. One of those lipids is one called PEG, the shortened, you know, version of that. And people would think people are reacting to that entity.
Yeah.
So it's a matter of trying to figure out what exactly the person is allergic to, and whether or not they're allergic to any components that are in the vaccine vial.
Oh man, this is good, man. I feel so informed. I'm about to go back and look at this video. The video for this interview will be available on our YouTube, The Morning Detour. You know, for those that want to see the Dr. Allen speak his truth, to really explain to us, because man, I felt so misinformed going online and trying to read about the vaccine.
Definitely. I think the last question that I have for you that a lot of people are wondering is, what is the percentage of population in Canada that needs to be vaccinated in order for, you know, for us to get out of this pandemic that we're in? Because I think people are starting to really get tired of, mentally and physically tired of this quarantine and things of that nature.
Yeah, that's another great question. I should come back and talk to you guys sometime.
Listen, come back all the time. We need you. We need you, Dr. Allen.
Wonderful question. You're getting at an entity we refer to as herd immunity.
Yes.
And it basically means what proportion of the population needs to be vaccinated to essentially interrupt spread in a manageable, predictable way. And you'll see estimates vary to the low end of 65 and probably more up to closer to 80. Mm-hmm. So if we had 70 to 75% of the population vaccinated, we would likely be okay. So we're in that zone. And the way to think of the herd immunity, it's almost like imagining a forest fire, and you want to interrupt the spread of the forest fire. Mm-hmm. And what the firefighters will do is that they would run ahead of the fire and clear certain plants and brushings and just to, you know, make a, for there to be a spot where when the fire reaches that spot, it stops and doesn't go any further. And that's the concept of what vaccination is doing. It will allow the virus to just affect people who are susceptible, but when it reaches you or me and we are vaccinated, it doesn't go any further. And that's the whole concept of herd protection, herd immunity.
Well, listen, Kate. Listen, Dr. Allen needs to put out a mixtape. Look, I love your metaphors. I love how you simplified in layman's term for the general public. My last question here for you, Dr. Allen, you do have a Jamaican background. And, you know, we do have a large population of the Black community that do listen to our show. And a lot of people, especially the older West Indian folks, they tend to just rely on the natural herbs and roots. My mom is still making me the bush tea every couple of days. A lot of people are relying on the D3 and the vitamin C. Where do you kind of land on that with the natural herbs and remedies from the West Indies opposed to the vaccination that's you know, for the most part, has been proven effective?
So you know, I have good news and not so good news.
This is the place for it.
the not so good news is that to date we have no evidence that the various herbal medications, herbal supplements, bush tea, you know, anything, noni juice. We have no evidence that those treat or prevent COVID. Mm-hmm. And that said, in coping with any illness at all or trying to prevent any illness, staying well is important. And if taking those various types of supplements and eating well and exercising well keep you well and allow you not to be frail, that's a good thing. It's just that it's part of generally staying well rather than specifically protecting you from COVID.
Oh man. Well, listen, you can have your bush tea, but you might have to add the vaccination to your mental regimen as well. Montreal, my city, we've been speaking to Dr. Allen, listen, chief of the Division of Infectious Disease for the Hospital for Sick Children, amongst many plethora of other degrees that he has as well. Dr. Allen, please come back on the show. As much as we get more knowledge, as much as they tweak the kind of the blueprint, please come back on the show and inform the general public so we know the information is accurate and is good, because you're on the front lines researching and really trying to move this along properly for our Black community.
Thank you so much. It's such a pleasure to be with you both today.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Stop wondering why I'm never picking up my phone. Where would I be if not living with you? No, this ain't the type of shit I'll be on, I'll be on my own. But I'm caught up in your love. Baby, you look like a drug, yeah. But I'm caught up in your love. Baby, you look like a been a homebody, but I stay at home for your body. Waking up to sex and making breakfast, posting on the granny's bitches jealous. Where would I be if not living with you? No, this ain't the type of shit I'll be on, I'll be on my own. But I'm caught up in your love, baby, you look like a drug, yeah. But I'm caught up in your love. Baby, you look like a drug, yeah.
The Morning on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Now more than ever, the simplest gestures are our best protection to fight the virus. That's why we need to continue following basic health measures, such as keeping a 2-meter distance from others, wearing a mask and washing our hands regularly. Avoid travel and non-essential trips, and if you develop symptoms...
CKUT 90.3 FM.